sisters, if you lived in the United States, you qualify here. If you live in London, you realize in the United States, just like here, those people, we are so spoiled over there that if you pull out our luxuries, that we're going to be crying out to our Congress almost instantly, do something about it. That part of the environment is already in place as well. The judicial branch that's going to speak is in place. The Congress is in place, and we're not even close to really identifying this thoroughly for you, but we're building. Remember, these presentations, if maybe some of you have heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it here so we understand this from basically the outset. I am not a pastor, and I'm not a preacher. I mean, preachers have a style of preaching that is different than what I am under conviction to be doing. I consider my what the Lord's going to hold me responsible for as a teacher. And I'm going to be presenting here messages that are building upon one another. And some of these things we're saying here tonight are just the foundational. It gets more serious at each presentation. So you're just hearing the tip of the iceberg tonight and last night. It's easy to show, as I understand it, that we're on the verge of a Sunday law in the United States. Now, this is from last year, and this is from two newspapers. In the title of this one, this is from the New York U.S. Newswire, and it took place in New York. Court upholds public aid to religious schools. The American Jewish Committee today expressed deep disappointment over the Supreme Court decision supporting public funding of computers and other equipment for religious schools. Same historical event from another news line said this: reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in a church-state case on the final day of its term last year varied from describing it as a momentous day in the history of education in America to calling it a sledgehammer to the wall of separation. Now, what I'm suggesting to you here is that the evidence is in that the Supreme Court of the United States is not going to rule against parochial school funding, and that's one of the main things I wanted to get established here tonight, is that parochial school funding is an accepted thing in the United States today, and there's no reason to think it's going to do anything but grow. And we're going to talk more about it as we grow. But remember, parochial school funding is one of the avenue of attack that Rome had determined that they would take in an attempt to overturn the Constitution. They've taken it, and in essence, it is the very principle of the image of the beast. It's secular power being used to enforce or sustain religious institutions. It's alive and well in the United States today.